B-Pod Studios.
Hello?
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
What up?
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh.
Happy, happy, happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Midday Show with Jason Martinez. I'm Anthony Gargano. And, Jason, we get to... have the deadline today, an hour after our show, at 3 o'clock today, the NBA trade deadline will happen. We are waiting and see if there's another shoe to drop. I don't think so.
You think they're done?
Well, they're not done with the bench, but I think they're done as far as Fultz is concerned.
Oh, so his Nike's not going to drop?
I don't think so. At this point, I'm kind of saying I would believe no.
I don't even care.
But again,
not him anymore.
Yeah, well, again, but that's your only asset that you really have left to move. You know, other than more draft picks.
Well, you took the cabinets down and you shook all the assets out of them, and you got a couple of good players in return. But you shook all the dust out of the cabinet, you know.
Yeah, well,
like you're doing a renovation.
You emptied the junk drawer. It's really what you did.
Well, in a lot of ways, yeah.
So what I think what's going to happen is now you wait for the buyout, and they're looking to try to get guys, but I think it's going to wind up being a buyout situation,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get the veterans to stock up the bench. You really need another bench guy, so I know they're looking, but it's kind of difficult because you don't have much to move right now, and so you got your big assets again are roster spots and money,
cap space.
And that's what you got to use.
Yeah.
And that's what Elton's is going to use. So it's going to be interesting to see, though. The whole league is crazy.
Well, players are flying all over the place. It's like American Airlines is going, this is great. We're getting frequent flyer miles. Everybody, guys are going from the West Coast to the East Coast to the Midwest to the South. They're moving all over the place. It's insane. You've got 5 pages of transactions.
I know. It's incredible.
All since the Porzingis deal.
I know. It's amazing.
The unicorn left and everybody else followed.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. You know, it's funny. The Wizards are bizarre. They trade Markieff Morris to the Pelicans for Wesley Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of odd.
Well, maybe
they traded
though.
Otto Porter.
Maybe those are all moves in advance because the team that you want to make an AD deal with is going, hey, if you can get me this piece and then I can
set
the stage.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about from the Wizards standpoint.
Yeah.
Because you'd be that Otto Porter trade, like where they get Portis and Jabari Parker, bizarre, right? Like they traded Otto Porter for Portis and Jabari Parker in a draft pick. I mean, that's...
It's confounding.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild, though. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. Dallas, they're doing their tank job. They're doing their thing.
Setting the stage for their offseason.
Yeah, it's wild.
But about the bottom 12 teams in the NBA, they might as well just fold up shop.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season. Like, you reach the trade deadline, you go, all right, it's like the fire sale at the end of their season. Like, okay, we're just going to kind of make all these moves and trade all these guys off and dump salary, and we'll just take the collar on the rest of the games.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in good faith, we can't ask people to pay for this because, you might as well go watch the D League or G League or whatever they call it now, right? And because, they just want to put themselves in a position to have the most money available to lure free agents and also to get the best draft pick.
Yes.
To get Zion.
Yes.
Right?
All right, so here's a question. Which buyout, my buddy might ask me this, and Andrew, you can jump in as well. Which buyout combo would you want? Ellington, you only have two of the three. Ellington, Matthews, Cantor. Which of those two? Now
I go Matthews.
Matthews could be going to Golden State. You have to be aware. That's a possibility.
Seriously, they should be restricted from doing any more moves. You got Boogie D. You got this entire roster with Steph, KD, Clay, Draymond Green, and Boogie. You don't get to make any more moves. You're at your max. All right.
Yes.
It's like having in a video game. You have too many high-rated players.
Yeah.
You don't get any more support.
You're over. It's true.
Jeez.
It's true. What, who do you like, Andrew, of those two, of those three?
I'm going Matthews and Ellington because they can both give you points off the bench. They're pretty good shooters. And Enes Kanter, you don't need a third big.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
Because
he's better.
Boban.
Yeah,
but
he's better than Boban.
But come playoff time,
but you have Boban.
You're going to be playing whoever this backup big is 10 minutes.
Kanter. Kanter's not bad.
He's not bad, but you
have a decent ball player. But you could play him next to Joe for stretch, little stretches.
You would play them together.
Little stretches.
How about Kanter, Joe, and Boban? Triple towers.
No.
Joe would be the stretch four then in that case.
Yeah, there's no, again, I'm not really going nuts over it, but Kanter is better than Boban. Like, he's markedly better.
But do the other players fill a need that you need more?
Yeah, I agree.
Listen, in your depth.
Matthews, listen, I want Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
I really want Beverly. Beverly's my number one. Matthews is my number two. And, you know, I mean, Ellington, to your point, he can shoot it. I'm just not loving him. But he's a buyout.
I think
character.
He's obviously getting older and he's starting to, you know, he might be cooked at this point. But
see, Kanter's a better player than Ellington, I think, at this point. But I agree with your redundancy.
This team's so depleted of scorers.
And they can't move. I know.
See, with Matthews, though.
Not with Tobias now.
Yeah, but he's going to be in the starting rotation.
Oh, I know, but we're talking about.
So the only way to get Matthews, though, is going to be to make a trade, because if he gets bought out, he'll likely take his talents to Golden State because he wants to get a title, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, the Sixers probably wouldn't be his top option in a buyout situation, and Golden State could use him, so he's going up there. So if you want to get Matthews, you got to trade for him. But what are you going to trade?
Well, let's discuss this now because
cupboard's empty.
I mean, yeah, almost. Yeah. I mean, you gave up a lot. Like, I agree. Let's look at the trade now that you slept on it. How do you feel? I still love it. Like, I have no qualms whatsoever. I love the deal. I think Harris is the perfect fit. He's the stretch 40 you need. That starting five is really, really good. You can fill in around them. I still love it.
For the present, I'm still fine with it. I'm good with the move because in this moment, as we sit here today and as the regular season winds down into April and the playoffs come, I like it. But as I just alluded to, Anthony, you got one thing left in your, as you called it, the junk drawer. You got an old, one of those old crappy plastic knives in your drawer now. That's it. That's all you got left in your asset drawer. And that plastic crummy knife that breaks when you cut a piece of steak with it, if you try, or even like a burrito, is Markelle Fultz. It's got limited value. It's probably not going to get much better for you ever, but it just is what it is. All the other stuff is gone. So sometimes you got to package assets in bulk to make them have true value. You have to combine a lot of assets together, which is what they did in this Tobias Harris move. And when you look at everything they gave up from Dario, say what you will about Covington, when you look at what they gave up in the Tobias Harris trade, what they got in return, and gave up Shamet. I know he's not a great player and he's a rookie. But they gave up a lot of assets. And these are two expiring contracts. Now, Elton has gotten lauded for this trade, and I get why. Because he did bring in two talented players that fit. But I don't know the back channel conversations with agents and willingness to re-sign here. And if one or both walked away and you depleted all of your assets, boy, you're putting a lot of faith that you can sign some big time free agents in the offseason. And you know,
whoa.
Well, I got some pause. Is what I'm saying.
First of all, you can re-sign. There's no reason why you can't re-sign these two.
Yeah, what if they don't want to stay?
Or one of the two. Where do they want to go? How do you know they don't want to stay here?
I don't. There's just a risk involved. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I think. Okay, there's some risk, but you also have the idea of you have two max slots. So if I want to go make a play for Kevin Durant, I can do that.
Yeah, but again, we've heard all the chatter that Durant wants to go here or that guy wants
to go
there.
Nobody knows. Here's the thing.
He blasted the media, too, by the way, for all the conjecture about it.
Right. Like, this thing changes. It's so malleable.
Yeah, it's a fluid situation.
There's no form to it right now. I mean, it really isn't. You don't know what July is going to bring. All I know is you traded Dario, Covington, Shamet. Your pick, which is lottery protected and will likely be at the end of the first round, the Heat unprotected pick, which, you know, I
value
get.
There, yeah.
There's real value there. Although, who knows in 2021 what they're going to be? I don't know. For two exceptional top, what, 20 players?
Well, but the thing is you don't know how it's going to work on the floor just yet. And we'll find out. And like you said, they have money to re-sign them. But what if, you know, a guy like, you know, he's been with five NBA teams, Tobias Harris, in 8 years. Like a guy that, you know, has been shipped all over the place because that's what the NBA does now.
You got to turn assets into players, all right?
Yeah.
So the reason why, did they overpay for Tobias Harris a little bit because he's a free agent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right. They gave up a steep price
for an expiring contract.
But I still go back to, you have Tobias Harris, you can woo. He's going to be here. Assuming you're going to go deep into the playoffs. I don't know where you're going to go. Are you going to go to the finals? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe he's got some stability.
Are they going to go deep? And so Tobias Harris goes, man, I love playing next to Ben Simmons. Like, why wouldn't Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris love playing with Ben Simmons, who's the ultimate selfless player on the floor, and Joel Embiid, who gives them open shots?
Well, you would.
And Jimmy Butler, by the way, if you don't like it here, you got no place to go, Holmes, because you're looked at as a cancer, if that's the case.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's been his guys all the time. I push guys because I want to win.
Okay,
well, the rubber meets the road now.
Well, that's the point is you have to assimilate.
Mm-hmm.
You got to assimilate now. If you don't assimilate, you're out. So that mitigates the risk as well.
Well, I don't know that it mitigates the risk because you are who you are if you're Jimmy Butler.
Well, I don't
know what I mean?
Yeah, but again,
we don't know that yet.
He's almost forced to acquiesce because his career's on the line.
Yeah, but you can acquiesce for and consciously do that for a period of time. But you know how it is, Ant.
Why? Well, I don't know what he is.
If he's a bad guy, he's a bad guy,
and he'll
regress.
But
back
I don't
to
know that.
That.
I don't know that he's a bad guy.
Nah, I got a feeling.
You know, you're kind of far away to have the feeling about that.
No, I mean, just look at the optics of it.
Like, we're far away to have the feeling.
I know.
I'm not judging.
We're on the day-to-day.
I'm not judging the man's heart. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, and I'm not either. I'm saying, I hope it works out, but I'm just saying there's a lot of risk incurred here because they are two expiring
contracts. I think it's mitigating risk. All right, this is a really good argument.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good debate. We got to get to this. Come on, how do you guys feel, right? How do you feel?
Upon further review.
About, you get to sleep. You always got to sleep on it. And then we got to get into something because it has something to do with all this movement and player movement that we see throughout sports and whether or not it's a good thing.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. We got some open lines right here at the start of the program, and we'll talk about this trade that happened yesterday, and we'll have an eyeball on what's going on today. Because this could be a crazy day. Woj bombs could be, boom, dropping left and right. 610-632-0975.
Woj bombs.
Yeah, I love that. We'll take a quick time out. We're back after this. Midday Show, Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Oh, welcome back.
It's ridiculous.
The Midday Show.
It's ridiculous.
And Jason hanging out with you.
It's ridiculous.
I'm excited today for the deadline, and then we got Flyers tonight.
Kings.
Continue the streak.
Kings in town.
They should win tonight.
Stoli the goalie playing tonight.
That's right. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's all right, though. He got a goose egg in his last crowding.
Yes! I know, he played well in his last game.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? I had that sag when the kid's not in.
Well, that's like when you went to a game and Iverson didn't play.
Right. Yeah. I got this.
Seriously, I got I got to go to George Lynch.
I got the Stoli Sag.
I've had the Stoli Sag in college a lot. I was a big fan of the Stoli. But
the
I know
Stoli
what you're saying.
Sag, man. Like, you know, I think tomorrow night, get to watch him for the first time. Well, Tobias. Tobias from the corner.
Get excited. Are you kidding me?
We're talking about these deals. You know.
Oh, that's a buzzkill.
And I understand the reluctance with the Heat pick. Right? Like, to me, that's the biggest thing. I understand the reluctance to give up the Heat pick. I get it. Like, that's, to me, the most valuable. It's even more valuable. I think it's more valuable than Shamet. All right?
Because potentially it could be a top three pick.
Yeah, it could be a better player. I don't foresee it, but you don't know. All right? Yeah. So, I understand the apprehension, give that up. But in reality, what did you give up for these two guys? You gave up Covington. And let's be real here. We saw him in the playoffs against Boston. He got benched. Like, you know, listen, was I overcritical of him? Yes, only because people made him out to be the greatest defender. You know, this guy was... was one of these amazing shutdown. Well, you know, like he was this shutdown. I mean, look, and he was really good at deflections, got his hand around, and, you know, streaky shooter. But he's not a guy that's going to help you in the playoffs. I mean, we saw him wilt. He can't take the ball to the rim. So he's a guy that was a processor. All right,
a good story.
That's it.
Great story, right?
Dario, I love Dario. Dario's playing 15 minutes a night. He's playing 15 minutes a night and doing nothing in Minnesota.
And they want to move him now.
All right? So, that's what you gave up for Jimmy Butler. You up Shamet? All right. You know, he's not going to be Reggie Miller, so I'm not going to lose sleep. Second round picks don't matter. Your own first round pick is lottery protected and likely going to be toward the end of the draft anyway.
No lower than 24.
So,
right.
You know, again, the risk, I don't think is a ton. I don't think there's a ton of risk here. The only thing you did in giving up the Heat pick was you depleted, you know, your assets to try to get bench guys. But to me, it's not about young players anymore. It's not about the draft anymore.
Draft and develop.
That's all done.
Yeah.
It's about you got your core, and then you have your veteran guys that are all going to come around and try to ring chase with you.
Now, the one point you made to me that's good, and I brought up, you know, emptying all the assets and combinations of assets is where sometimes you can find value in what you can send somebody, hence what they sent for Tobias Harris in a lot of ways. But that being said, the one thing that I'm not accounting for enough, and even if you lost Tobias Harris or Jimmy Butler or both, or you keep both, that no matter what happens, The fiduciary position of the Sixers is very healthy, because if you lose Jimmy Butler and you shed that salary of Markel Fultz, you still have a max contract available to hand to a player, whether that's Kevin Durant or whoever.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing. I mean, I know you got tweets, because you're always getting tweets, mm-hmm. about, the, you know, look, Washington's moving cap space, try to lure Durant. If you're Kevin Durant,
yeah.
Like, I know you're from D.C. area. But why are you going back? Why would you play there?
Yeah, especially with John Wall, with the Achilles now, like, out the rest of this year and all next year.
Bradley Beal. I love Bradley Beal, too.
Yeah.
You want to play with those guys? You want to play with the Sixers? Because here's the bottom line. You may lose one of the two, but you're not losing both of them.
Yeah.
So you go to Kevin Durant. Hey, Kev, you want to play with us? You know, all you got is, like, a great young facilitator in Ben Simmons, an incredible big... stretch four, you're going to play the shooting, you're going to play the wing. How about the Monstars there?
Yeah.
6'10", 6'8", 7'1", 6'10". Like, are you kidding me?
Certainly long, by the way.
You know, like, so, whatever. And it's Kevin Durant. So, the fact is, you can make a play for these guys. You're now in another realm. You're now in another realm. Now, we'll talk about the Butler thing, and I understand why people have reservations about Jimmy Butler. Yeah. You know, again, we followed him. Here's my only point. He's a smart dude. Listen to him. He's a smart dude. Like, he knows what's going
on. Driven, yeah.
Right? He knows what's going on.
if he can't make it work here, where's he going to make it work?
Yeah, I know. But look, there's athletes, and this is a bad comparable, but like guys like Josh Gordon, they know that they're at their last opportunity.
Nah,
and they can't help.
He's
that was substance and mental, I guess.
Yes, he's addicted.
But Jimmy may be mental. Let's be honest.
Man,
his behavior has been borderline.
Listen, he knows he's got to make. You don't have another stop in you.
Yeah, I know. But some guys can't control that.
Unless you're going to go to some way station and play in Memphis and be miserable your whole career. And like on the floor, you have like the Simmons thing. Guys should want to play with Ben because Ben on the floor is a distributor.
Because they can help them. Because Ben can help
exactly. He's going to get you shots.
Yeah, he can help us score.
Who do I want to play with? You guys get your shots. Yeah. Guys will love to play with him.
It's like, would you like to play with Isaiah Thomas? Would you like to play with John Stockton? Great distributors.
Like Kevin Durant goes, I'm tired of playing Westbrook because like I don't see the ball. Yeah. Right? Like I don't see the ball. With Ben Simmons, you're going to see the ball. You're going to touch the ball.
Yeah, he wants to get
it.
You're
going to get open looks. Yeah. You're going to shoot the ball. But that's a great thing. I believe, and again, this is only my belief. I don't know. I don't know Jimmy Butler. All right? I believe he's a driven dude. I believe he wants to win. And I think sometimes that gets misconstrued.
That manifests itself in ways that are harmful to the team.
I think it's misconstrued. I don't know how harmful it is.
It's been harmful.
Yeah, I think it gets misconstrued in that he's a dude that will say his mind and if the team can't handle a guy speaking his mind, it crumbles. Like Andrew Wiggins, Karl-Anthony Towns, they crumbled.
Yeah, it affected them so negatively, it didn't get them to raise the level of their game. And so, yeah, I get that. And like you said, I don't know Jimmy Butler either. I know there's been a lot of smoke around him. And until I know there's no fire, I'm just a little nervous about that aspect of it. But even that said, if Jimmy Butler is not offered a max deal, a 5-year contract, and he doesn't stay here, there are other options. But I also worry, does KD want to play here? Or does he fancy going to Washington, D.C. or to New York or staying out west or whatever it might be? Because there's a little bit of loss of control. You know what I mean? Like a loss of control in sports is tough. And you alluded to it earlier. Guys are bopping around this league like, I mean, like it's like you go to the dry cleaner and they say, all right, here's your uniform. And they hit the conveyor belt. Y'all, we're stopping in L.A. the Clipper uniform today. And then in a couple of weeks, you're Milwaukee. And then you're here and you're there. I mean, you look in the basement of Tobias Harris and he's got like a whole wall of the different jerseys he's worn in frames. You know what I mean? And he's been playing 8 years. I mean, it's crazy to say, but that's the NBA right now. And that's the LeBron effect on the NBA. These guys that'll have these 2-year contracts. And once we get past this deadline today at 3 o'clock, there'll be upwards of 12 or 14 teams essentially tanking.
I agree. Now, listen, that's not good. Not good for the game.
No.
And it leads us to a bigger issue that I want to get into. But right now, let's focus in on this on this deal. Let's
we'll
talk
get
to some
to
people.
Yep.
And I'm curious, and you know, I get the Butler reservations, but I almost think the pressure's on him to fit in. Because again, you don't fit in, then you're done. Like, you know, now you go to Memphis and you're just gonna be a good player on a bad team, putting up numbers, you're gonna be happy losing every night.
Yeah.
And you'll be a miserable SOB.
Some guys aren't miserable that way. That's a shame.
But I think he wants to win, Jimmy Butler. I believe that.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the phone. 610-632-0975. Let's go to John in the Northeast. He starts us off on the Fanatic. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I got 2 points. I hope you let me make them both. I called you last week after the Golden State win, and I talked about how I wanted the Boston win next. I think that's the next stepping stone to beat Boston and hopefully beat them thoroughly. And if I'm honest, when I said that, I was still a little bit scared about that game. And I think, Anthony, I woke up yesterday and I was a little bit hesitant about this trade because I like Shamet and that pick is, you know, that pick is valuable. But when I think about it, when we go to Boston now and you look at the starting five and those five guys walk out on that court, there's no lack of confidence on the Sixers anymore. Like, they know they can win that game and they can beat those guys. You know, and
I think you're right on, Chris. John.
Yeah,
I do.
You know, and even, I mean, hey, we beat Golden State and they didn't have Klay Thompson, but we didn't have Tobias Harris either. So I am saying we beat Golden State, but But you know what, dude? I'm boiling over with confidence, and your confidence yesterday, you know, listening to your show all day has helped me. I'm about as happy right now as I was when Robert Covington's haircut got shipped to Minnesota.
Johnny, I woke up feeling the same way. And here's the thing. Let me throw this at you, because as you navigate the rest of the season, and there's going to be a game, national TV, the whole thing's going to be fun. But I don't know if you agree with me, but in all honesty, the rest of the season doesn't mean anything other than for those guys to start to understand how to play with one another.
Yeah, and that kind of leads into my second point. But I honestly think, you know, I would love to see Ben Simmons develop some kind of a shot, a short shot, whatever. Mm-hmm. But this trade, I think it's possible that this trade has made Ben Simmons' shot a non-issue. Because when Ben Simmons has the ball in his hands, he's got four guys he can pass the ball to who can knock down a shot. So who's to say Ben Simmons can't just be a 20 assist man and be one of the greatest assist makers of all time?
Yeah, you know, John, you want him to develop that shot, but he's right. It mitigates his weakness right now.
Well, the other thing it does is there's so much space. So, you know, one thing you forget. Well, that's what sets him apart from, you know, being only an assist man point guard, like a throwback point guard. What sets him apart is that he's 6'10", 6'11", and is a monster and can get to the rim at any time. So,
and can defend.
Right, and you see that, you know, he'll score 18 a night, mm-hmm. you know, four dunks, get to the line.
And by virtue of his weakness and inability or, I guess, lack of willingness to shoot Anthony, it almost plays perfectly in to Butler and Embiid and Tobias Harris, because then it allows them to be the scorer without splintering the scoring by one more player.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the trickle-down effect of, you know, and maybe that's the genius of Elton Brand in this, is that he said, okay, his biggest weakness is this, and we know we can't rely on that at this point in his career. That part still has to come for him to become a top NBA player, and it will, but in the meantime, let's just mitigate that weakness and make it a strength for our team. And maybe that's the brilliance of the mood. Somebody sent me a tweet earlier and said they came up with a nickname for Elton Brand already. It's E-Trade.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love the E-Trade.
Wise
that's
MF-er,
cool.
Wise MF-er tweeted it in. He goes, I called in yesterday and said Elton Brand's new name is hashtag E-Trade.
I love it. I love it.
And he's got these pictures of him as a Sixer player on the phone at the press conference.
So it's Wise MF-er? Is it the handle?
Yeah. Well, Wise Ass Mofo. At Wise Ass Mofo.
Right. He said, I got to make sure I give him credit.
It's great, isn't it?
I love it. I love E-Trade. Yeah. It's awesome. I love it. We got to do a parody. All right, Andrew.
E-Trade commercial?
Get the E-Trade commercial, and we'll do one with Elton Brand, all right?
I like it. Let's go to Nick in Collegeville, joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Nicky?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Hello, Nick.
We spoke yesterday afternoon, and I hope, and you're a great orator and scrivener, so I have to refresh your memory what I said, but about Jimmy Butler, and I'm going to just slightly disagree. I like how you said, I'm not going to read what's in a man's heart, but you came out and said after the break, I think he's driven, and I think he has personal fortitude. I don't know exact words, but you basically said he's driven to play basketball, and he wants to win. And this is what I say, there's between what he says and what he said his entire career and what he's doing here in Philadelphia. And he's on the clock. I'm going to be patient. I'm not going to judge him tomorrow night or the next night or the next game. I'm going to give him the full season and the off season. But I have no trouble right now that we have, Tobias is saying, okay, Jimmy, see ya, kid. Cause I believe. He says it. I understand we don't think he's going to be a vagabond. He doesn't want to be a vagabond, but that's all he's shown at the moment since he's come to Philly, that we put him in his best situation his entire career and he disappears.
Yeah. You know, is it again? I don't know. Okay. I'm going to throw a couple things by you.
Sure.
Is it that he disappears or is it that he's still trying to figure out how to play with this team and his role on this team?
Well, look, I'm gonna erase the check right now, okay? Because now, or the slate, because now he has, whatever wasn't working for him before was just Joel and Ben and all the other pieces around them. Now we have a new piece, which is going to make more space. It's going to make more availability for him and for Joel. And like you said, Ben does nothing but loves to facilitate. If he could get 40 assists a night, that's what he would do.
Yes.
And we would love him more. So Jimmy better now find a space, find that open hole, you know, on the hard
court. Hey, I agree with you. Like, Nick, I think you're right. I think, you know, to me, you're going to learn. It's why talking about what happens in July is useless, all right? Because you can't tell what's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to play out.
We don't know what's going to happen between this moment and July.
Right, so, right. Yeah. Things,
a lot can happen.
Right, and guys feel a certain way, and then they feel another way. You don't know.
All right, well, I need your interpretation.
So real quick, I need to have, like, Butler's on the clock. Like, I want to watch, you know, to me, I think it's fair to have him on the clock. Like, Jimmy, you're going to be that guy? Because the one thing he is at the end of a game, because it's tough to get the ball inside to a big at the end of a game, you want the ball in his hands. He's showing you he can win games for you.
And he wants the ball in his hands.
Right. So,
yeah.
You know, the fact that he's an option on the floor at the end of a game is a big option. I don't want to throw that away.
All right. I need your help. I'm enlisting your help and the audience's help to tell me what the following tweet, which came out 3 minutes ago from Jimmy Butler, means.
Oh, no.
All right?
Oh, God.
I'm going to read it to you, and I want you to think about this. I'm going to think about it as well and try and wrap my head around
what
this could mean.
I hate social media.
Jimmy Butler tweets the following 3 minutes ago, 10:36. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Jimmy Butler, 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. 10% of life is what happens to you, and 90% is how you react to it. Well, you look like you just ate a bad bowl of pasta. I don't know if I'm going to like you or what you think that means. We'll find out. 610-632-0975. We're back after this on the Midday Show.
You know what I think of that tweet? In a Bagster!
By the way, I need a Bagster.
I got you. What do you got,
John? I'm going to put my entire basement in the Bagster
in advance of
our renovation.
I got news for you. That is the way to go. Because it's exactly how we employ the use of the Bagster. You got a job like Jason's basement. And by the way, it fits 3,300 pounds. All right? So that could take care of the basement and the tweet.
That's a lot of dolls.
You can't throw away her dolls. That's
yes,
not good. That's not good. Don't throw away your daughter's dolls. No. The Bagster, 3 cubic yard dumpster to bag, sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores everywhere for only $29.99. That's right. It handles all the jobs. It's on demand. You buy it, you fill it, and then you schedule your collection. It's gone. Waste management comes out. Gets it, the truck comes in, and within seconds, it's gone. Go to thebagster.com, find the store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up this spring, or right now, with the Bagster. Dumpster, in a bag.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Skip. Yeah. Listen, I off of what Andrew said and the Realmuto deal, I'm a big Sixto Sanchez fan, but my Sixto, I get a catcher that can hit.
You're smart.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but are they going to do both? Realmuto and Harper.
Yes. You have the money to do it, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And I'm bopping my way, bopping it. bopping my way to a title.
He's going
to
bomb the ball out of the park.
Yeah, Realmuto. Look at that line of what it would be. Because right now, Alfaro's a huge, like, gaping chasm in that lineup.
Yeah.
If you put Harper in the lineup, and then you add that kind of catcher who can hit, that's eight strong.
And he's not just an offensive catcher. The dude's one of the best defensive catchers in the league, too.
I agree. I mean, look, he's a top five catcher in the league, in baseball.
Yeah, I just wonder if this is like noise about him because they're trying to make Harper get off the pot.
Yeah, but it's coming from Miami.
By the way, it's day 100 of free agency, by the way.
Would the Phillies reach out to a Miami reporter and say that to try to get Boris's attention?
No, it's agent-driven.
Yeah, I don't think, honestly, that it has anything to do with Harper.
You think it's a totally
He's not a substitute.
All right.
I think you add him and Harper. Now, look at that lineup.
And there were whispers during last trade deadline.
Look, if you want to win, you got to upgrade catcher.
Yeah, they ended up with Wilson Ramos, right?
Yeah.
Which didn't work out.
You got to upgrade catcher.
All right, so I want your interpretation. I'll give you the tweet again from Jimmy Butler. Came out just moments ago, 18 minutes ago.
I tried definitely to change the subject.
Yeah, well, I'm not letting you. It came out at 10:36. Jimmy Butler tweeted the following. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it.
Uh-oh.
By the way, the responses to a tweet are hilarious. This guy goes, 10% Tom Thibodeau, 90% pouting and bullying.
Well, the word bully gets overused, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, that's like something you use in elementary and middle school,
stop.
But again, life is 10% what happens.
I agree. If it's grade school, I got a problem. If it's not, I don't have a problem.
You can act like a man. So what does it mean? What's your interpretation of that?
What does it mean? I don't know. I fear it means the obvious, which is, all right, well, there's somebody else here that I got to share the ball with.
That's exactly what I took. It's going, okay, this happened. How I react to it is going to be the key.
You see, that's the problem.
Which means I don't like, because there's loss of context. You have no idea what he's
thinking. Exactly.
You could be in a bad mood and take it one way. It's why you don't have debates or arguments over text or email.
Yes.
Because tone is not there.
Yes.
Now, when you see that Jimmy Butler, could you imagine if Donovan McNabb played in his heyday in Philadelphia with Twitter? The passive aggressive.
Oh, I didn't want to think about it. I don't think about it because, I mean, you know, later in his career, it comes out like after he's done,
and it's still passive aggressive,
and he's still that way. It wouldn't have been kind either.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of like leaving the tweet left open for interpretation. It's like give us some context here.
Yeah,
come on, Jimmy.
It's why like you got to ignore this all this nonsense.
But this is the player putting it out.
I know.
That's why I can't ignore it.
I realize that, but you got to. This is all drama. This is all part of this. You don't need the drama. Let me just watch them play on the floor, all right? And at the end of the year, I'll make my judgment.
All right, so you have the long view in play.
I wish you wouldn't have tweeted that.
I really wish you wouldn't.
I agree. I mean, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to hear, way to go, Tobias. We're going to the finals.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's win.
I hate that tweet.
Sports is about one thing, winning.
I hate that tweet.
Dot, dot, dot.
Because, again, it's like there is this woe is me attitude. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, for what? They got you, your team's better. Now, I don't know what he's talking about. He could be talking about something completely different. But just shut up and play ball. Be happy.
Yeah.
Stop crying.
It's not a woe is me. It's a woe it's not about me. That's what the world is.
I don't know what that means. I don't want to have to read into it. Now, if it's on something else that has nothing to do with basketball, hey, God bless. But I don't want to have to read into it about what it means on the floor.
Yeah. Now we're becoming like mind readers here because of this garbage. 610-632-0975. If you want to weigh in what you think it means, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it.
I don't know what bad, by the way, you and I were talking. Nerlens Noel was traded draft night for Drew Holiday.
Yep.
So they traded Drew Holiday
and the rights to draft Pierre Jackson.
Pierre Jackson, wow.
For Nerlens.
That's number seven,
right? We were talking
right?
about this during the break, Andrew and Jason and myself.
Nerlens was drafted seventh overall?
Yeah, and they traded him. So New Orleans drafted him, and then they traded him for Drew Holiday and the rights to Pierre Jackson.
Yeah, wow. 610-632.
He's a sixth overall pick.
Sixth overall, okay, I'm one off. Let's go to TJ in South Jersey on the FAQ. Hey, TJ.
What's up, guys?
Hey, T.
So, man, Jimmy Butler, on the court, he is the man, but off the court, there's always something with the dude.
Yeah, I'm with you, PJ. I don't want to hear about all this stuff. What's there to complain about? Why is life so hard for you?
Why, like, first of all, you're one of the best players in the NBA. You're one of the best players on your team, and we just made your team better. What could you possibly be complaining about right now? I don't understand, man.
I agree with you, brother. I completely agree. I don't know why you're... What? I don't know. Like, Tobias Harris, that's a great trade. Hey, Tobias, welcome. Let's go win a championship.
Exactly right. Like, Butler says he wants to win. We trade. We make the team better. Put him in a better position to win. And, I mean, the tweet could be nothing about basketball, but if it is about basketball, like, come on, man. Like,
better be about basketball.
Like, so sensitive.
Well, T. Will tweets in and he goes, why is your boy retweeting this from his IG, I guess Instagram from months ago, and your dumb Jason Mert is running with it like wildfire, and he won't acknowledge the fact that it's an old tweet refreshed up. But T. Will, you're an idiot because he tweeted it today. So I don't care if he tweeted it 6 months ago or 10 months ago or 10 years ago. He retweeted it today. What does it mean? Don't tell me I'm dumb.
I agree, my man. And
why did he do it today, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's most likely something with the trade. But, I mean, I just try to ignore all the off-the-course stuff and focus.
I know, bro. I'm with you.
We're all trying.
TJ, I'm with you, my man.
Yeah, we're all trying. But you can't.
It's the best.
When a guy puts that out today, and I don't care that he put it out. T. Will, you're barking up the wrong ass today. All right?
Okay, so wait a
second. Stay out of my keister.
So wait a second. It's an old tweet?
He said it was, he said, why is your boy, he sent this to Jamie and said, why is your boy retweeting this from his Instagram months ago and your dumb Jason Mert is running with it like wildfire? Well, and he won't acknowledge the fact that it's an old tweet refreshed up. Okay, but T. Will, what you don't understand is he tweeted it at 10:36 this morning.
Yeah, the date says February 7th.
It's not a retweet. I don't care. Maybe it's a saying he lives by. I don't give a damn. But the saying came out again today because it's applicable to him.
Maybe he's philosophizing.
Oh, we got Socrates now?
Maybe it's not has nothing to do with Tobias Harris or anything else. For context,
it might not.
Andrew, can you please look up his Instagram and Twitter and find out if he's addressed the trade?
I have his Twitter right here, so I'll tell you.
By the way, on the text, Taste the Cake Dom, shame, but buckets is a nut job.
The last thing he tweeted prior to that, now 25 minutes ago, was happy born day to my brother and to Neymar, soccer player. February 5th, he retweeted a story. There's not much else there.
Anything about Tobias?
No. This is the only tweet he has replied or sent since February 5th, a couple days ago. But nothing about Tobias, no.
Anything with Tobias on Instagram?
I mean, he tweeted in September why people need to stop believing what you see on the internet. I didn't have no damn meeting today, back to his stuff in Minnesota, but I mean, he doesn't have a ton of tweeting.
All right, well, I don't know. Maybe he's just philosophizing.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe he is. Then again, maybe he's not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.